overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest canceled just this morning, so it's going to be you and me. And this is talk radio, so you have an obligation to call in. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And so basically, we can talk about so many things. We can talk about the threat of a government shutdown. Would that be wonderful? Because, you see, most of what the government does is in violation of the Constitution. The idea that it is up to the federal government to provide for people would have been abhorrent to our founding fathers. You see, they understood what had happened to ancient Rome, what had happened to ancient Greece. Under the democratic system that existed in those countries, the people would tend to vote for the politician who promised them the most. Wouldn't that be the natural thing to do? After all, if one politician is going to give you more than another politician, wouldn't that be the man that you'd vote for? Well, of course it would be, whether it be medical benefits or old age benefits or providing a home for you or providing money for your education or for your children's education. After all, under democracy, you can take from somebody else, give to you, and everybody's looking after their self-interest. The only trouble is that, as Plato said so clearly in his book, Republic, written almost 2,400 years ago, democracy always leads to despotism. And, of course, basically, they had a fiat money system at that time, and Aristotle wrote, there's absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. Nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. And, basically, the trouble is that Aristotle was writing with tongue-in-cheek, knowing you never have perfect authority. Not even Ben Bernanke is perfect. In fact, he insists there's no inflation. And, he just insists that the rise in food prices and the rise in fuel costs are going to level off sometime in the future. And if there's ever any evidence of inflation, he'd move right away. To stop it, ladies and gentlemen, there is rampant inflation, and Ben Bernanke is not perfect authority. He is a flagrant liar, and he knows what they're doing is destroying our economic system. But he can't tell the American people. I've been assigned the task by the people who really run America, by the people of great wealth who are affiliated with the Brotherhood of Darkness. I've been assigned the task of destroying your economy and impoverishing your children so that they will live as slaves in the country that you were once free in. Now, he is going to say, oh, no, there's really nothing to worry about. Trust me. It doesn't matter the price of of fuel and gasoline is going up. Doesn't matter that the price of the groceries is going up. I don't see any evidence of inflation. And if there is a little, why, I can stop it at any time. Trust me. Ladies and gentlemen, you never trust somebody who's been assigned to a position by the people of great wealth who run our nation. We have six major banks that control between 60 and 70% of the banking assets of this nation. We have over 8,000 banks, but only six large ones that control the vast majority of the funds out there. And these are run by people who are affiliated with the supernatural Brotherhood of Darkness that we talk about. If you doubt that, you'll find all of them are related directly and indirectly to the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergers. And certainly, if you read Professor Quigley's long-suppressed book, Tragedy and Hope, he will tell you that the central banks of the world, and Mr. Bernanke really is the leader of all of those, the central banks of the world meet as regular secret sessions to plan on how they will establish their feudal society. You'll find that on page 324 or 325 of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Little wonder they wanted that book suppressed. Little wonder they came in and bought up Macmillan and destroyed the place to the first half of the book. And if you doubt that, we have an interview with Professor Quigley you can get from Radio Liberty and our secret government four-tape set, where Professor Quigley tells how they suppressed his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Fortunately, it is available to our ministry, and how it came about, well, that's another story in itself. So many stories to tell, and if you ever want to know, we can tell you. But we actually know from Professor Quigley, at least the interview that I purchased from his wife, that they suppressed his book, and of course how eventually it came to be republished and available to you. But one of the most important books ever written, his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, was suppressed for 32 years. He was never able to get that book published by any major publisher in America. Why? Because it talked about the secret society that controls America, and because they control the media. And it was only published after his death by a man who I have personally spoken to, but is afraid to come on to radio and talk about it. After all, the implications of bringing out the background of the secret society, which runs America, which runs both political parties and makes mockery out of the so-called democratic processes, is really too frightening. And I mean, how we've been able to survive the 49 years we have, I'm not certain. I hope that God does have a plan for us. I really believe he's protected us. Anyway, we want to hear from you. What would you like to talk about as we move into a period of chaos and crisis here in America? Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And basically, what we are seeing in America is the destruction of our economic system. Gold hit a new high this morning. Silver was up to $40.25 an ounce. I remember when it was $1.29 an ounce. Do you remember? Did you purchase some at that time? We kept telling people silver is going to go up. Silver is going to go up. It hit $40.25 this morning. And, of course, you will have the official government pundit saying, oh, it's a bubble, the price is going to come down. No, they're going to destroy our economy, the value of our currency, and impoverish our people. The American people are coming down. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. We'll be back in a moment.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTERRA. doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, and certainly they're doing everything they can now to utilize the tragedy over in Japan to cut back on the development of nuclear energy in the United States. You see, the whole plan is to get the American people to use less electricity so they can lower our living standards. And they're calling about the tragedy, the situation that happened in Japan, and how much of this happened spontaneously. How much of this is contrived, I do not know. But there's no question at all that this is going to be used to implement Agenda 21 and cut back, certainly, on our use of electricity. In fact, over in Japan, they're calling for a 25% reduction in the utilization of electricity by the Japanese people, by Japanese industry. And what that means is a 25% reduction in the already depressed Japanese economy. And they would like to do the same thing here. That's why they're tearing out our dams to do away with hydroelectric electricity. This is why they don't want us to use a coal and natural gas and oil to fuel our plants that generate electricity. You know, President Obama said you can go ahead and build your coal-fueled electric plants. Go ahead, ha ha ha. The regulations will cost you so much money you'll go bankrupt. Ha ha ha. I heard him say that, laughing at the idea that what they really want to do is decrease the amount of electricity we have, so our energy-dependent industries will be forced to move to other countries, so more Americans will be thrown out of their jobs. They do plan to impoverish the American people. Have you read the Earth Charter? Have you accepted my challenge to read the plans, Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, published by Cambridge University Press? You can get the summary that we have of that, or on the Earth Charter, the three legs of the plan for your impoverished future. Well, who's calling in? And again, our number, 877-254-7545.
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
Hi. Good to have you with us this morning. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. First of all, I just want to let you know I really enjoy your show, listen to it all the time. Wanted to get your opinion on some of the earthquakes and such that have occurred, not just the one in Japan, but some other ones in the Ring of Fire. And I was wondering if your thought is that this is a natural phenomenon or if this might be something that is created by skilled weapons or something along those lines. And I'll hang up and listen to it.
Well, the thing is that it's all conjecture. I mean, certainly we've seen a tremendous increase in the number of earthquakes recently. We saw a major earthquake in Chile about 2.5-3 months ago. a major earthquake at Christchurch there in New Zealand. It destroyed a third of the town, well over 100 people killed. We've seen the massive increase in volcanic activity on Kilauea, the volcano there. A recent earthquake, as you know, over in Burma, that destroyed a number of homes both in Burma and in China, and then of course the massive earthquake over the off the east coast of Japan that led to the gigantic tsunami with a 70-foot wave, and even an earthquake yesterday again with 7.1. We know that the Brotherhood of Darkness has the ability to create earthquakes, according to Professor Quigley. Pardon me, according to Dr. Cuddy, why the Secretary of Defense one time commented that certain countries had the ability to create earthquakes. I have no question they can do it. The question is, are they doing it? Well, it's all top secret. We can't let the American people know. And then behind this, of course, are supernatural forces with tremendous power. If people find it difficult to really believe that there are demonic forces, a supernatural force in the world today, we see the manifestations of it with crop circles, with cattle mutilations, with UFOs, these craft that can go, 7,000 miles an hour and stop instantly. You can't do that. I mean, it doesn't follow physical laws. You go 7,000 miles an hour and take it about a right turn. You can't do that. According to our physical laws, why, of course, anything would disintegrate that did that. We have these craft that can go 7,000 miles an hour, break the sound barrier, but there's no sonic boom. How can that be? Because they're metaphysical. They come from the other dimension. The fact that they're is another supernatural dimension. I'm sure they can violate the laws of nature, could produce earthquakes, just exactly as God could create earthquakes if he wanted to. We do not know. All we do know is that there's tremendous increase in volcanic activity and in earthquakes all around the Pacific Rim, and I think it foreshadows some terrible things that are going to happen in our country and throughout the world. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and this is why we plead with people, make your preparations. We do not know what lies ahead. We do know that the government is buying up large amounts of food and that they're storing it. Why are they storing it? Are they storing it for the elite? Are they stocking the bunkers for the elite? We know they have the underground areas, the underground bases for the elite, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual. So I think that it behooves people to begin looking after themselves. Do you have an adequate supply of food on hand? Do you have adequate supplies of water and means of getting it and purifying it? And then, of course, do you have health supplies on hand? Do you have the various things you need? Do you have a supply of antibiotics? If you can't get them from your doctor, get them from the a pet food store, because the antibiotics you can buy there at the pet food store, I certainly would be something to help you. You need large doses of vitamin D, because this will boost your immune system, and certainly other types of health food products. Do you have a weapons to look after yourself? Basically, we carry the V-line, the boxes, and in fact, we carry another line of boxes, lock boxes. We keep a loaded weapon. You shouldn't have a loaded weapon in your house unless it's in some sort of a box some sort of a combination lock that only you know the combination to. Other people can't get into it, but if you need it, you need it to protect your family. And then, of course, you need to have a personal relationship with our Lord. But we are moving into frightening, frightening times here in California, where I live. The governor is going to release 45,000 prisoners from the prison system to the local counties to put in their jails. Well, the county jails can't hold them. They're going to have to release a lot of these prisoners, and I think we're going to see more in the way of crime, and especially when people can't get jobs. And, of course, when the social network we have begins to fail, and sooner or later it's going to fail because, of course, the communities, local communities and counties don't have the money because the federal government is taking it all. What we need to do is keep our money at the local level so we can have a poor farm for the people who really can't or don't have the means to look after themselves, so we can have county hospitals to provide health care for the people who are either impoverished or not able to pay for the full expenses, and so that if they need medical care, they'll be able to get it. If they have a home, why, there'll be a lien on that, so the county can get compensate itself when they pass away. So we don't necessarily have to have property pass from a parent to their child if that parent has used a great deal of health care from the local county. But we need to take care of these things at the county level, at the local level, at the church level, at the family level. Nobody in a free society is entitled to anything. At one time we had Christian charity in America, but they had to do away with the Christian part of that because, after all, we can't mention Christian when we're talking about government function, and then we had to do away with charity, and we had to call it welfare. After all, who could be against the welfare of people? And then it evolved into entitlements, and we were entitled to entitlement programs. Ladies and gentlemen, free people are entitled to nothing other than the right to be free and to help one another and do. But the biggest thing is to be able to look after yourself and after your family. And this is all going to be destroyed. That's exactly what the wicked people in the Brotherhood of Darkness want. If you haven't read my treatise on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We did the most wonderful program with Pastor Billy Crone last night on the supernatural and on the discussing of this other dimension that we talk about. If you have access to the internet, I would suggest you look this up on the my website of RadioLiberty.com, my 9 o'clock last program last night with Billy Crone, where we was talking about the demonic forces in the world. We repeatedly had interruptions. I mean, the dialing tone would come on. You could hear the telephone dialing over and over again. Wasn't it our end? Wasn't it his end? Finally, you know, this was getting so irritating. Why, of course, when Pastor Crone was talking, I simply turned off my board, and I prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ and demanded the demonic activity stop. And you'd never guess what happened. It immediately stopped, and that was the end of it for the rest of the program. It's almost impossible to believe that this sort of thing really happens. But if you are a Christian and you pray in the name and the blood of Jesus Christ, you can command the demons and they will obey you. I mean, I've come under demonic oppression and learned long ago that nothing I can do about the demons in my own power, but when you pray in the name of Jesus, the demons have no alternative but stopping. This is not imaginary. It is real. There is another dimension. We live in a material world. There is a mystical world. We live in a substantial or subjective world. There is a spiritual world. We live in a visible world. There is an invisible world. And you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle and there are supernatural forces out there aligned against freedom. And they are what energizes these wicked people who are intent upon bringing about a one-world government, destroying Christianity and bringing out a new world religion. And basically this is why America today supports communist China, that discriminates against Christians. This is why we support Vietnam. Their official policy is to destroy Christianity. This is why we've installed governments in both Afghanistan and Iraq under Sharia law. Why? Because it discriminates against Christianity. It was brought on by the U.S. military with orders from the Brotherhood of Darkness in Washington, D.C. Why would we have gone into Afghanistan and Iraq to bring democracy and Sharia law when Sharia law, of course, supersedes democracy? And the Constitution says, well, you have the right to freedom of speech and religion as long as it doesn't violate Sharia law. Well, of course, you're not hearing about that from the media here in the United States. The last thing they want you, the American people, to understand is that we have an invisible government. We have a visible government, and that's certainly Barack Obama and Mr. Boehner and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, but we have an invisible government that tells these people what to do. Some of them are part of it. Some of them are simply, most of them are subservient to it. And that invisible government hates Christianity and hates freedom and is using the military and financial power of our nation to bring about a one-world totalitarian system, and in the process now of toppling all of the governments of the Middle East. And you can see them, all the demonstrations and the riots that are going on in the Middle East and the Near East. Do you honestly believe that's all simply spontaneous? Of course it's not. It's financed by our intelligence agencies and by the CIA. And we can demonstrate that very, very readily. It's all about the very first schooling. But give us a call, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hi, this is Bev Parker. Did you know in ancient times essential oils were used for cosmetics, perfume, and medicinal and hygiene purposes, all to promote health in a safe, effective way? Are you interested to learn how to use essential oils in the care and keeping of your loved ones? These topics will be discussed during the doTERRA Essential Oils free workshops at the Ranch Event Center in Loveland on Thursday, April 7th. Workshops begin at 2 p.m. with basic oils and AromaTouch. At 4, we'll have fun with essential oils in cooking and gourmet chocolate making. At 6, first aid and emergency preparedness. Door prizes will include doTERRA's AromaTouch, Beginner's Trio, and the Family Physician Kit. So whether you come to one or all three workshops, you can begin your essential oils journey on Thursday, April 7th. Free gifts for those who RSVP and for those who bring a friend. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789. Or email me, bev@rockymountainessentialoil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here. It's open lines this morning. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. What's going on in the Middle East? Well, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal on the 5th of April. That's just Tuesday. And, of course, it's called Obama's Half Rumsfeld in Libya. Obama's Half Rumsfeld in Libya. And it goes on to say that Defense Secretary Robert Gates promised Congress last week that the U.S. will put, in quotation marks, no boots on the ground in Libya to enforce President Barack Obama's edict. Muammar Gaddafi must step down yet. It's been leaked that the CIA operatives are on the ground in Libya, aiding efforts by the Eastern tribes to unseat Gaddafi. Maybe there's a distinction between the boots and whatever CIA people wear on their feet. In other words, Robert Gates claimed there'd be no boots on the ground, but we don't know what the CIA are wearing. They're probably wearing shoes so that there are no boots on the ground. And here's an article in the Wall Street Journal telling us the CIA is openly operating in Libya. Let me tell you, the CIA is operating in all of the countries over there, toppling the governments to bring about a radical Islamic movement all throughout the Middle East and the Near East, a reconstitution of the Ottoman Empire so we can have the best enemy money could buy, so we can have a wonderful, horrible, bloody, mutilating war. And that is the coming war with the Muslim world. And if you read the occult literature, they will tell you they want the Christians and the Jews to kill the Muslims, and the Muslims to kill the Christians and the Jews. After all, we read in Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and power was given unto him to kill a quarter of the population of the world with the sword and with pestilence and with famine and with the beasts of this world. And then you read the next verse, and things really get bad. After they've killed a quarter of the population of the world, then they kill another third of the population of the world. And that great war is coming, ladies and gentlemen. That great war is coming because your tax money is putting the CIA over there. They're not wearing boots, though. After all, we're not going to have anybody with boots on there. We're going to have the CIA wearing shoes or sandals or maybe barefoot, but no boots on the ground. Don't you feel better? Well, our number is 877-254-7524. Comes from the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday. Understand the CIA is over there. If you haven't gone into the background, the story of Mr. Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, and the billions of dollars the CIA is spending to push radical Islam. Look it up on the Internet, or Dr. Paul Williams or Gulen, and weep. Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, it's Maureen in Colorado.
Oh, hi, Maureen in Colorado. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, and I'm so happy and thankful to the Lord that you're doing fine and still with us, and I so much appreciate
well,
all of
you. I hope I'm going to be with you for a long time. Don't sound so fatalistic, Maureen. You and I are about the same age, aren't we?
I expect that you and I are going to live to be 100 and still trying to warn the American people.
Anyway,
the reason I've called today is that I believe a lot of people are not yet aware of the HAARP installation in Alaska. Dr. Nick Begich has a publication and other things called Angels Don't Play These Harps. And as I've said to you, I do play the harp, but angels don't play this harp in Alaska. Devils play it. It's acres and acres and acres of a government installation of towers, huge towers that produce electromagnetic impulses, and they can cause weather changes and earthquakes any place on Earth. And I think the last time I spoke with you that you said there's no scientific way to determine whether the earthquakes that are being that are being experienced now are natural or are from these electromagnetic towers. But I just want to make people aware that there is this installation there in Alaska, and that it can be causing all these things, and that it is a government installation.
All right. Now, the HAARP is High Altitude Auroral research project, high altitude auroral research project, and it takes it beams these electromagnetic waves up into the ionosphere. It heats the ionosphere, and of course, then the substance rises, and then of course, new air rushes in and can redirect the jet stream. It can create storms. It can create. I think it probably can create earthquakes. It can do all sorts of things. Massive amounts of energy being created there. And of course, the energy is generated by plants that are using the natural gas out of Prudhoe Bay. And of course, they have similar facilities on the equator. It's all top secret. We're working in conjunction with the Russians and other countries throughout the world on these programs. But of course, it's top secret. From the American people, it's not because we don't want the Chinese and the Russians to know about it. We're working with them. We don't want the American people to know, because, of course, you're absolutely right. They can do all sorts of things with these massive arrays of energy, and they can alter the weather. In fact, Bob Fletcher has a wonderful DVD on weather modification. It's well worthwhile getting. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Bob Fletcher's, I think it's called Weather as a Weapon or Weaponizing the Weather, something of that sort. Yes, I share your concern, Maureen. I think people understand that these things are not imaginary. They're real. In fact, back in 1976 or 77, we signed a treaty stating that we would not use weather modification as a weapon against other nations, and that was a UN treaty. But I believe that they're using this weather modification as a weapon against us common folks to create storms and droughts, and we know they can do this sort of thing. They were able to modify the weather during the Vietnam War. You can go up on the Internet and look up a weather modification, and you can actually hire companies to come and bring snow or rain into your area. They can actually do this with seeding the clouds, but they're much more sophisticated electronic means they have. Seeding the clouds was technology that's been known, going back to the time of the Civil War, when they found that after the battles, the day after a battle, after all the cannon smoke, and the smoke going up in the atmosphere, that immediately after the battles, you'd always, the next day, you'd have a storm, and it was related to all the smoke that man had created, and that was the basis of modern-day weather modification, and they actually can redirect hurricanes, and they can modify hurricanes. They can do terrible things, and that is, of course, why they have all this money. It's all black budget operations. The last thing they want is for the public to know. Anything else, Maureen?
No, that's it. I'll get off now so that the other caller can speak.
All right, fine. Now, we do have, Sydney, a four-tape set on weather modification. We have a four-tape set on harp. And we'll get to the caller. Call again in just a moment. Our number, 877-254-7524, right here, the American Freedom.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you. We'll be right back.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking to playing the guess of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and who do we have calling in? We had a caller? Do we have a caller? Hello, do we have a caller? We had one a moment ago.
Hey, Dr. Stan.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jim in Colorado.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You mentioned Pastor Billy Crone a little while ago, and you mentioned that... his broadcast yesterday, you could listen to that on the Internet. How do you do that? Can you tell me that?
Well, you go to radioliberty.com. Mm-hmm. You have a computer?
Yes, I do.
All right. You go to radioliberty.com, and if you scroll down on the front page, or right at the top of the page, it says a listen online. And so you click there. There's a little place above that. You click, and it'll take you to the Telstar a web page, and then of course you go to the right side of the page, and it has the archive programs, and you just tune into the program, and it really is it was a wonderful program. He does wonderful programs. This was an exceptionally good program, except that from time to time you'd hear somebody dialing a telephone, you know, and it would interrupt him, high pitched noise. This happened not once but a dozen times, until I finally got tired. I prayed in the name of the blood of Jesus Christ for this to stop, and demanded the demonic, I really believe it was demonic interference, and could be just coincidence, but as soon as I prayed in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, it immediately stopped. Now, you don't know that because I didn't mention that, but if you notice that the time it stops, after going on for 20 minutes, repeated interruptions, but the material there is excellent, as he talks about the supernatural manifestations we see all the time. And, of course, the absurdity of we're being told, oh, these UFOs, they come from outer space, and they come, you know, millions of miles to the because they want to come here to Earth. And what do they want to come here for? Well, they want to tell you to avoid Christianity, to support the New World Order, support this coming world leader. Isn't it interesting they come all this way to tell us how terrible Christianity is? They don't speak out against Buddhism. They don't speak out against Hinduism. They don't speak out against communism. All they do is these beings from outer space speak out against Christianity. And as he says, I suspect that they're demons because they're lying, and demons, that's one of the things they do. They lie. They are supernatural manifestations of the other dimension. And until people understand that this is a spiritual war and there really is a supernatural dimension, nothing makes sense.
What is his website, Billy Crone?
Oh, basically just Billy Crone. You go up your search engine, type in Billy Crone. He has a number of DVD sets. And I think his set on the final countdown, and it's basically the prophecies that are being fulfilled today. There's 10 DVDs there. One of the finest things I've seen. We carry that. We also carry his book on the final countdown. So you can read all these hundreds of prophecies made several thousand years ago, and you see them coming to pass today. A couple of them could be coincidence. so many of them, it couldn't be coincidence. And then we have a wonderful set on the fearful creation, going into the lie of evolution, and the fact that dinosaurs were around until a few hundred years ago, and there
right.
may still be some manifestations of it today. And then we have, of course, that's 8 DVDs, a part 1, part 2, 4 in each one. He does a wonderful job. I love having Pastor Billy Crone on as a guest. First of all, he does all the talking. And secondly, everything is so well organized and humorous and a very, very under his programs with an invitation to a personal relationship with our Lord.
Yeah, that's right. I really like that. He's a extremely intelligent fellow. And how do you spell his last name?
C-R-O-N-E, Crone.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'd like to get that DVD set. That's amazing.
Well, put a plug in. It's 1-800-544-8927. Now you can just call that and get it. And it's not expensive. Or you get the 2 DVDs. It sets at reduced cost. And I think it's you get the 10 DVDs for $49.95, something like that. It's well worth it. And we think it's a wonderful teaching method for people to understand what has been prophesied, and then transpose it to what's going on today, and you realize that this is not accidental. There really is a supreme intelligence out there telling us exactly what lies ahead, and we're in for some difficult times. And
yeah, we are.
The end of it's going to get through it is to have a personal relationship with our own.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan, and God bless you.
And
yeah, we are.
God bless you, too. And let me put in a plug for a new site we have on our homepage. And you can go onto our homepage, and as you scroll down, we have a number of banners there. And those are some of them are people who advertise with us. Go onto our home, keep on the air. And, you know, by the time you pay your $5,000 a month for shortwave, boy, you're in pretty bad shape. But we have a new website there. It's called The Story of Jesus. And it is the most wonderful website because it's simply the story of Jesus, the greatest story ever told. And certainly not it takes the chronology as laid out in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but it doesn't quote the Bible per se. It just tells you the story, hoping it will lead people to wanting to read the Gospels. And it's basically in 75 different clips, and you can read them, you can listen to them, and if you have any questions, there is a woman there who will actually take email communications and will answer your questions. And, of course, if you do not have a personal relationship with our Lord, hopefully she will lead you in that direction. And this is a wonderful, wonderful website. The story of Jesus for you and for your friends who are skeptical. And then there's another link to David Bay's website, How Do You Know You're Saved? How Do You Know You're Saved? We are very far along in this battle. I've been at it for 49 years now, and I will tell you that we stand on the brink of losing our freedom. The only thing that's going to save America is revival. Pray for revival. Pray for the people in Israel because they're going to be coming together. Tremendous pressure as there's a war over there soon. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. For our...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoy our open line programs, and I know I always do, and appreciate the callers. But we are entering very, very difficult times. Cindy, what's happened over in Japan is going to lower the living standard in Japan. They're cutting back on 25% on consumption of electricity. What do you think that would do here in America? Well, I think similar things are going to happen here. This is the plan to lower our living standards, to destroy the value of our currency, understand what's happening, and help us get the information out. You really need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked. The Hope of the Wicked. And then, of course, we want you to listen to my talk on The Forbidden Secret. It's a DVD. My talk on The Dark Secret. It's on CD. And hopefully we'll have it on DVD one of these days. And as my syllabuses go with that, you need to get the information. And then you need to help us get it out. For instance, when you read George Bush's inaugural speeches, I mean, when first inaugural speech, second inaugural speech, and he talks about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What's he talking about? Our founders declared a new order of the ages. What's the new order of the ages? We go on the internet, just type it in your search engine. It's the Novus Ordo Seclorum, that occult emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the New World Order. That's what he's talking about. They're declaring an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. And, of course, he is fulfilling it. George Bush came from a secret society, Skull and Bones. He was a member of the Bohemian Grove. We have four tape sets on both of them. They're both occult. A Bohemian Grove worships before the owl. If you have not seen the DVD by Alex Jones that he shot in there, and he risked his life to do it with the leaders of our country wearing their hoods and wearing their capes and carrying their candles and chanting before the great owl of Moloch. And, of course, we have the secret writings from the Bohemian Grove. We purchased them. They're not supposed to. No one was to see them but the members of the Bohemian Grove, but we have their books where they say, we revere the owl. Who's the owl? 40-foot emblem of Lucifer, of Satan, Moloch. That is what the owl stands for. Our telephone number, of course, you get the DVD by Alex Jones. You get our four tapes out of the Bohemian Grove on the Skull and Bones, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Ted Flynn's Hope of the Wicked, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, or Dark Secret, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get them. Anything I've produced, you have on my permission to reproduce. And Alex Jones has given that permission as well. If you get his DVD, get the people. Let them understand. We're involved in a spiritual battle being paid out on a political and ideological battlefield. And so many of our presidents are members of secret societies. Their goal, to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world godless society. Well, of course, it will be a god, but it will not be the Christian god, because these people hate Christianity. And let me understand, ladies and gentlemen, I met George Bush. He professed his Christian faith, and then he looked me in the eye, and he lied to me. Well, till Monday, we'll be back with you once again. May the Lord be with you.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592.